Good morning, everyone. Usual housekeeping things, cell phones on, vibrator off. We will try and do a break every 90 minutes or close to it. Are there any changes? Additions to the today's agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll get right into item number one, which is SCUP, and I'll turn it over to Frank.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Everybody knows I brought this up at the last council meeting, and since that time, we discussed it at the executive committee meeting, and I guess there was some talk at the NRCC. The MIT has agreed to put two New England reps on the committee, on the SCUP Black Seabass Committee. And I've discussed it with Chairman Robbins, and whenever possible, not for final submissions, they'll have committees of the whole, so we'll be voting members. And before I turn it over to him and let him speak, I'll steal a little thunder because he may ask anyway that we do the same on scallops, but for now. And so I think that'll help the situation for now, unless anybody else wants to do something, but with your indulgence, let Rick speak.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and it's good to be with you this morning. I do appreciate Frank's concern that was expressed at the last meeting. I regret that I couldn't be there for that discussion. But since then, we have gone through the appointment process for our committee appointments, and I did add two seats for New England members to the Demersal Committee. And so our operational plan as we come into the specification process will be when we convene jointly with the ASMSC, those members will be able to vote. The requirements under the Act or under the FMP as well are that we submit specifications to the agency, and so when we do that, the council still has to take action. So we can convene as a committee of the whole, we can take that action, but we then have to have a follow-up vote at some point in order to submit the full package. But I think we'll have a very good opportunity for dialogue and for that additional input from the New England members. I added two seats to the Demersal Committee for that. That'll be the first time we've done that. Previously, the participation of the southern New England states was limited to their members who were there seated as ASMFC commission members. But I think this will bring those concerns in effectively into the discussion. And so we'll do that during specifications. We'll also do that when we'll try to convene as a committee of the whole when we're taking final actions on plan amendments as well.
Thank you. So that, I guess, resolves the SCUP issue for the moment. Bob, did you have anything to add to that? Or?
Not a lot. I think the process works pretty well. We do, as Rick said, the ASMFC, Summer Flounder SCUP, Black Sea Bass Management Board, meets with the Mid-Atlantic Council to go through the spec process each year. So having two additional New England members there, I think, will round out the group and should be a pretty effective way to handle it.
Great. Thank you. Okay, we will move on to the next item, which is dogfish. Dr. Pierce. Dr. Pierce. Dr. Pierce.